right. Take care, Sunnyside. Have a good summer. All right, let's move on to item 554.
Create Portland Utility Board to strengthen oversight functions for city water, sewer, and stormwater services.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. What a proud day that we're going to have a chance to present the first reading of legislation which would formally create the Portland Utility Board. I have a few introductory remarks, but I'd like to invite the first panel to come forward before I begin. They are Christine Chin Ryan, who was the co-chair of the Blue Ribbon Commission that inspired this legislation, Jim Owens from Cogan Owens Green, who was the facilitator, and Janice Thompson from the Citizens Utility Board.
Yep, she's here.
Please.
And pull up another chair.
Pull up a fourth chair. Bob, there's always a seat at the table for you. Welcome, guests, honored guests, and I have some very brief introductory remarks. At a work session held in December of 2014, City Council heard the preliminary recommendations of the Utility Oversight Blue Ribbon Commission. Today, I am proudly introducing an ordinance to create the Portland Utility Board, or the PUB, which was the centerpiece of the Blue Ribbon Commission's recommendations. The new PUB would replace the existing Public Utility Review Board, or PURB, for those of you who like acronyms, and the Individual Budget Advisory Committees, or BACs. The PUB would work year-round and report directly to Council. It would have a full-time staff from the City Budget Office, two dedicated professional staff people serving them, and working in conjunction with the outside oversight of the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon, the PUB will bring unprecedented transparency to the work and rate-setting process of both the Portland Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services. If approved, there will be 9 members of the PUB. And I have the mayor and I have already begun the process of asking our colleagues to nominate potential members. If any member of the public would like to be considered for joining the PUB, information and an application form will be posted on my website this week. And with that, I want to thank our distinguished panel and introduce Christine Chin Ryan, who served as co-chair and really did a splendid job with co-chair Dwight Holton guiding the Blue Ribbon Commission. Welcome.
Thank you. Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Salzman, Fritz, and Novak, thank you for giving us the opportunity to provide testimonies. Unfortunately, Dwight Holden, Chair, is unable to be here today due to business travel. As Vice Chair, he has asked me to present on behalf of the Blue Ribbon Commission. You may recall that the BRC was composed of 11 citizens who met from July through November last year to develop a set of comprehensive utility reform recommendations that we presented to you on December 8th. At that time, you directed Commissioner Fish to develop the implementing ordinances necessary to put into effect those recommendations. I am here today on behalf of the BRC to report to you that the ordinance in front of you reflects the intent of the BRC's recommendations for streamlining and strengthening the oversight of the Portland Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services. There are 4 fundamental elements in our recommendation that I think are important to highlight. First, the new oversight utility, the Portland Utility Board, replaces the PURB, as Commissioner Fish says, and 2 BACs for the bureaus. Our December presentation to you included detailed rationale for this change, which I will not repeat here. What I do want to emphasize, however, is that we believe that this new entity is the best approach to provide stronger and more consistent oversight without creating new bureaucracy. Second, the PUB is assigned its own full-time dedicated senior-level staff. This is critical to ensuring that this new body has the resources to be able to successfully do its job. Third, the PUB is given the opportunity to be involved year-round in utility bureau visioning, such as mission and system plans, and budget planning, such as CIP rates, annual budgets. This is essential to true oversight in the budget and rate-setting processes. Fourth, this new program is monitored on a regular basis based on specific measures of success. This needs to be a thorough but realistic analysis of the oversight program that is broadly shared with the public. The proposals that you are considering today are significant and probably groundbreaking. They will accomplish much to improve the oversight of your utility bureaus and to increase public confidence in their management. They create a high-profile, independent oversight body to help ensure accessibility, transparency, public participation in the decision processes for water and wastewater utility rates and budget. They provide the oversight body with independent, dedicated technical staff that can provide independent analysis of and monitoring of Bureau and City Council actions. They officially integrate the oversight entity into the CIP and budget development as recommendations are made at the Bureau Commissioner level and into deliberations by the Mayor and City Council. They provide an additional outside independent perspective on how to best meet the city's utility needs. I want to close by acknowledging the efforts and commitment by my fellow BRC members, our facilitator, and city staff. We and you have been well served by this process and those efforts. Thank you.
Christine, thank you. And on behalf of the mayor and me, I want to thank you and the entire Blue Ribbon Commission. In my 7 years on the council, I do not think that a citizen body has performed more ably when given such a complex charge and such a challenging timeline. But the work that you've done is important and thoughtful, and I agree with you. I believe we have the opportunity to have significant and groundbreaking change, and it flows directly from the work of the BRC, and you have our gratitude.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I am.
Jim?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, council members. I'm Jim Owens, principal in Cogan Owens Green, and I had the honor to be the facilitator for the Blue Ribbon Commission. I'm going to be very brief. First off, I want to note that we're providing a unique welcome to the new BES director, Michael Jordan. It's not often that one is given a pub upon taking a position with the city. I also want to express my appreciation to the Bureau representatives and the commissioners and mayor's staff. While challenging, the Blue Ribbon Commission process was extremely informative and transparent. We were accorded the independence and support in our deliberations that we were promised, and it was a pleasure to work with members of the Blue Ribbon Commission. A great group and another example that citizens are the riches of the city. 2 points to make. First, the ordinance before you today, as Christine indicated, accurately reflects the recommendations we presented to you and is true to the process we employed to develop those recommendations. Second, the true challenge starts now. The success of this new entity rests with the appointment of committed and knowledgeable community members who can nurture these concepts from infancy to adulthood. Luckily, we have a wealth of qualified citizens to choose from who are up to the task. On behalf of the BRC, we hope that you, the City Council, choose wisely in making those appointments. And I'm going to apologize. I have to run out and catch a flight this morning. So thank you for the honor.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim, thanks for all your great work facilitating and then handling and helping with the handoff of the recommendations to the Council. You've done great work.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner.
Here.
Janice Thompson from CUB.
Yeah, Janice Thompson, Citizens Utility Board of Oregon. So CUB does support passage of this ordinance. I was invited and was pleased to participate on the Utility Oversight Blue Ribbon Commission, and one of the things I did was to highlight kind of a three-pronged approach. In that context, I kind of was using a triangle a lot. I'll use the three-legged stool analogy today. So the first recommendation is the topic before you today, the establishment of the pub. And so that is strengthening and streamlining kind of the internal oversight leg of an effective utility oversight stool, if you will. And it's akin to the, you know, other bureaus and their, you know, citizen advisory groups, but it's stronger. Christine highlighted several points. One that I think bears repeat is the dedicated staff. But I also want to highlight that the there had been kind of over time kind of evolved an accommodation of like how the back process fit or didn't fit with the PERB. But it was, I think it's fair to say that in my digging around, that the back process just never really quite fit as well for the utility bureaus as other bureaus, because so much of their budget is capital improvement. And so asking a short-term group to come in with budgets, you know, that were in large part kind of established, meant that they were more focused on advising kind of around the edges. And there were several comments in the record for the BRC from BAC members highlighting that. And then how exactly the BACs fit or didn't fit with the PERB just doesn't seem like it was really thought much about back in 2005 when the current BAC process kind of got underway. And like I say, I think people figured out kind of how to do it, but it was not in a kind of planful way, or not in a advanced, it was planful. There wasn't a lot of advanced thinking, let's put it that way. So I think it's fair to say that this is a clearer and kind of more streamlined solution to kind of this historic who's doing what kind of dynamic between the PERB and the BAC. The importance of clearly giving the pub the responsibility related to oversight on the capital improvement projects is a very important. CUB will be monitoring the scope issue and want to highlight some language from the BRC report regarding the need for the oversight to embrace innovative solutions as well. Two other BRC recommendations represent the second and third leg of the stool, and I just want to touch on those. The second leg is the City Council, which needs to really embrace the pub and in timing and other process decisions that, you know, aren't appropriate to be spelled out in the ordinance, needs to really carry through and make sure the ordinance is, you know, not just stale words, and the exchange between the pub and the City Council doesn't just decline into, you know, pro forma exchanges. And then the third recommendation did relate to the CUB, and CUB continuing as the third leg of the stool. And in that context, we'll be monitoring, continue to monitor the City Council and its oversight of the bureaus. And we're going to monitor and advise the PUB's oversight recommendation. The ordinance clearly spells out that CUB does not replace the PUB and vice versa. Though I was invited to participate on the Blue Ribbon Commission, and that seemed appropriate given its ad hoc nature, kind of developing, you know, this evolving new utility oversight scheme, I've been asked, you know, nobody from CUB will be on the pub. I mean, it's that would lose our three-legged stool element. And I think we do anticipate a very collaborative, you know, coordinated working relationship with the pub, but I would anticipate that there could be times where the CUB views are different and would see our role as, you know, bringing that to your attention as well. A final note is that the PUB, you know, will have a learning curve. I think the BRC did demonstrate that people can get up to speed and move fast. And nevertheless, CUB is, you know, very committed to assist the PUB in to ensure its effectiveness.
Janice, thanks very much for your collaborative relationship in drafting the ordinance. The last point you made is reflected in the therefores section mm-hmm. 2 sub B, which does note that while there is a goal of striving towards collaboration and coordination between the pub and the cub, they are both independent sources of utility analysis and oversight and will remain independent of each other.
Right. So it really establishes, this whole three-pronged, three legs of the stool, with Cub and the Pub being two legs and the City Council being the third leg.
And also, thank you, in your first full year of providing oversight during our budget process, thank you for your effective advocacy that ended up resulting in a further rate reduction based on going to full cost recovery on one of our systems development charges. So we appreciate your good work. Mr. Wise.
Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fish, Commissioners, it's a pleasure to be here. And I just want to say one thing. One is how hardworking this particular citizens group was, many, many meetings, and how transparent it was. And our chair, Dwight Holton, obviously couldn't be here, but I have to say observing him, how open he was to citizen input in the whole process, and how amazing that was to me to see constantly stopping what we were doing so we could actually hear people and listen to them in terms of the process itself. Second point I would make real quickly is how important this is, because I don't know of anything that's a more important strategic asset for the City of Portland than the water and sewer system taken together, particularly given what you just discussed, climate change, the significance of our water system to the region and to our people. This is a great step, I believe, to making sure that's managed as best as possible, given the forces are going to be at work on the region in the future. So thank you for the opportunity to participate in this hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks very much. So, Mayor, we have some folks who have signed up to testify.
Okay.
If I might suggest, by way of managing the process, Commissioner Fritz has proposed some amendments which we consider friendly amendments, and I think it might be good to put those on the table now, and then we'll invite up further testifiers. And Commissioner Fritz, you want to walk through your amendments?
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you very much to the Blue Ribbon Commission and to everybody who's participated in this process, particularly to Commissioner Fish for leading it and for being so willing to completely revamp how we do public process and oversight for the utilities. So my amendments that Commissioner Fish and I discussed and he supports simply clarify some of the intent under 3.123.030 membership. It currently states the board shall have 9 permanent members. Board members shall be appointed by the mayor in consultation with the commissioners in charge of the bureaus and confirmed by the council. My amendment proposes any council member may submit nominations to the commissioners in charge. And then the remainder of the paragraph is the same. Do you want me to just go through all of them?
Why don't you go through your second one, too.
I intend to second them as a friendly package.
Yeah.
And the rationale for this is that currently all city council members are entitled to submit nominations for the PURB. I personally, despite not having any of the utilities ever, got 3 members of the PURB appointed, and it makes the whole council responsible for recruitment, which is important for such a powerful board. Also, there's a further reference in 040 to the mayor and council, which means assigns all council members responsibility for the composition of the utility board. The second amendment is under 3.123.040, appointments and compositions. And it currently says, in making board appointments, the mayor and council shall strive to have a board which reflects the diversity of the Portland community. I used language from current public involvement advisory committee's binding policy to specify what that diversity means. And so I'm proposing to add, including but not limited to the following factors: area of expertise, advocacy experience, community involvement, profession, education, and or economic status. There's also obviously a list later in this paragraph about what kind of skills. And so I'm proposing a couple amendments to that sentence. It currently says skills that will serve the new board well include. I'm proposing to strike the word new because it won't be new very long. And then it says technical knowledge of water, stormwater, sewer utility operations and issues, accounting, civil engineering, conservation, environmental sciences, and then a host of other things. I'm proposing to add equity into that list to make sure that we remember that the skill of equity, of understanding and paying attention to equity, is definitely something that we want on the board.
Okay, so Commissioner Fritz has moved those amendments.
I'm going to second the mayor. In discussing these amendments with Commissioner Fritz, and as the sponsor of the legislation, I consider them all friendly amendments which either strengthen the existing language or make explicit what we believed was implicit. And so I'm pleased to support her amendments.
Okay. So, thank you, Commissioner Fish. I also want to mention for public testimony that I do have an additional concern about the makeup of the board, and particularly the involvement both of employees and of community members. I want to make sure that it's clear that the board will take public testimony at its meetings, and that they, when they're functioning as a budget advisory committee, that the appropriate folks are at the table. Commissioner Fish and I will be having some conversations about that before the next reading, and there may be some further amendments.
So before we take a vote on accepting those amendments, I have a city attorney who's waving at me.
Just to clarify for the record, and I have confirmed with staff, because of the way the second one was drafted, it wasn't entirely clear that some of the sentences that were in between the amendments remained. And I just want to clarify the only changes to this are those changes that are seen here. Everything in A that remains stays the same, and B is not amended as well. So.
Correct. Okay. So we'll take a council vote to accept those amendments and take public testimony on both the original ordinance as it was proposed and those amendments. So roll call on accepting the amendments.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, thank you for these very thoughtful suggestions and amendments. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. So now let's turn to testimony, and you have some folks signed up.
Yes, we have four people signed up. The first three, please come on up, are Winston Michael Ray, Mike Houck, and Floyd Jones.
Okay. Again, want to make sure everyone understands that this needs to be on this topic, okay? Just on this topic of the pub.
Absolutely. This is just okay. My traditional dress.
Whatever you want to wear, but this subject. Ms. Jones, go ahead.
I'm seeing a lot of this during my campaign.
Floyd, go ahead, please.
You want me to go first?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Floyd Jones. I'm with Friends of the Reservoir, an all-volunteer grassroots group. And of all the people testifying today and who actually participated in this Blue Ribbon Committee, I represent the only organization that's been consistently providing oversight to the independent oversight to the Water Bureau for the last 12 years. We're facing another 7% rate increase, which for middle class ratepayers is a struggle on top of the high rate increases we've already seen. And, you know, I'm sorry to say that I agree with comments that Commissioner Salzman made early on. I really see no provisions in this that's going to make this commission any different than what exists today. There's nothing in there that requires an annual independent line item budget oversight of the budget. You know, for all these years, the Water Bureau has refused to entertain any suggestions that make the budget smaller, only that expand the budget. You can throw out a million suggestions for expanding and growing. And our Water Bureau has grown 40% since I first started seriously monitoring the budget in 2004. There are now close to 70 employees that make close to $100,000, while water demand has declined since 1988. So why would we expand? I also wanted to comment relating to this. You know, the discovery that you've given Cub praise for, well, of course, council has known about that. It's in our lawsuit. It's been in the lawsuit since 2011, making ratepayers pay for system development costs for developers. So, you know, that's hardly a Cub discovery, and it should have been addressed last year. You know, Dwight Holden did a great job for the mission that he was given. But you really need to strengthen this if it's going to be any different. And it needs to most certainly be made public well in advance when these meetings occur, and, you know, more than just 2 minutes of comment at the end. People who have been participating and interested in our water system and our sewer and stormwater system need to be able to participate. And the focus really shouldn't be, I've heard these words being used in, during the budget discussions, that the focus needs to be on education, which I view as, you know, really code for propagandizing the need for further increases. And that really doesn't need to be the focus. It really needs to be true oversight, true independent oversight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
First, obedience to Almighty God, I want to address this body on this topic here. And to Mr.
Just give us your name, too.
Yeah, Winston Michael Ray is my name. And, yeah, I'm looking over this. And I'm a newcomer to your city. As you can say, we met, I think, a few days after I arrived here on the 16th of May. Mr. Mayor, oversight. Yes, we do. We do need to create a stronger utility board oversight to strengthen for the city waters and sewer services. I think it's necessary, and I, like I say, I want to be here for the time I'm supposed to be here to address that more aggressively. But, you know, I look at oversight in many areas, and there's other oversights that boards that need to be put together to strengthen, review new measures to help the city. And I think the city of Portland should create a board through your office to end homelessness. And I'm sure, as you stated last time, you're doing all you can to do that. But, you know, as I stated several times, and I just saw you earlier today, that this is a serious problem, and I think it all somehow interrelates with each other, with the utility board and other departments. But on a closing note, I don't have much time here. I just want to just take this time, and I won't even do much talking. I think a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I know we said we wasn't going to discuss that, but this is all connected. And I just simply want to invite all of the citizens of Portland, Oregon, to stand with us under the Burnside Bridge on June 6th at 3 o'clock to address this issue of homelessness. It has something to do with water because we're under the bridge. Also, I must say in my closing statement, because this will literally be my last time I speak because June 6th is just 3 days away, I've been in contact with the British government. I just, one statement says it all. The revelation of Winston Smith in George Orwell's 1984 novel, we went to college, I went to LSU, it's me. And I passed that on to the British government, and in contact with Ambassador Pete Westmacott, U.S. Ambassador of Britain to the United States, and George Orwell's stepson, Richard Blair. So, yeah, just stand with me. Mr. Mayor, I have to ask you one final time. Will you, as mayor, and Mr. Novak, the president of the city council, and Commissioner Fritz, and Salzman and Fish, respectively, will you all stand with me and the citizens of Portland on June 6th at 3 o'clock to launch a $100 billion marketing campaign that's going to get us out of this sewage mess?
Thank you for coming.
That's not an answer, Mr.
No, that's not, but it's Rose Festival weekend, so thanks for coming.
Isn't it the prettiest thing you ever seen?
It is. Thanks. Mr. Houck, welcome.
Mayor Hales, commissioners, I'm here today representing the Urban Green Spaces Institute to support adoption of the ordinance. I would like to start out by repeating what I've said numerous times before, and if I never hear the Bureau of Environmental Services referred to as the Sewer Bureau again, it will be too soon. The Bureau, as we know, has a much broader mission, thankfully, that relates to broader environmental issues in the city of Portland. And that's, I bring this up again because it's critical that these initiatives represent individuals who point to the pub. My specific comments on the ordinance include, first of all, I'm pleased to see you start out by saying you have a very dedicated and professional staff. I think both the bureaus got bashed unreasonably by proponents of the the initiative that was put forward. With regard to specific language, I don't actually anticipate you'll add this language, but I would hope you would keep it in mind at least. By adding, for example, in point 7, implementing city commitments and policies beyond federal and state mandates, implementing city commitments and policies to protect and improve watershed and ecosystem health of the city, respond to climate change through mitigation and adaptation. I think those need to be included in the list of things that you're looking for with regard to representation. And again, I refer on Exhibit A for the creative purpose, add watershed services, city policies relating to improving watershed health, ecosystem health throughout the city. Regarding the appointments composition, I'm pleased to see you'll be seeking individuals with expertise in watershed health issues, conservation, green infrastructure, and the environment. To the BRC, I recommended, and I actually think CUB referred to this, adding innovation in there. I'm really concerned that the lawsuit and the initiative and the ensuing political mayhem that occurred during that period of time, which the citizens of Portland soundly rejected, by the way, because they do understand the value of both of those bureaus to the city, that there has been a chilling effect. And again, I'm speaking primarily about BS. I don't know that much intimately about the Water Bureau. But I think there's been a definite chilling effect, and there's been a tendency to try to keep below the radar, try to hunker down, and avoid any political ramifications for actually being innovative. The city of Portland now is recognized by EPA as one of the most innovative environmental service bureaus in the nation, and I think we need to keep on that track. I'm also pleased that the language advises the mayor and council to appoint a PUB that includes individuals with experience in conservation. And one of the concerns I have is there has seemed to be a tendency to actually exclude people who have the depth of expertise with regard to budgeting and with regard to the inner workings of the bureaus. And I think you need to think very carefully about how you appoint. I've got a particular individual in mind, you won't be surprised to hear, and I'm sure they're applying, who really do understand the budget process and how the bureaus work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, just one comment. First of all, thank you for your thoughtful written testimony, and thank you for your advocacy both before the BRC and then subsequently. And in 3.123.040 of the accompanying regs, we do specifically call out green infrastructure, environment, and ecosystem science, environmental protection, and this is intentional. We're not saying this, we're just not adding this to a list. We are saying that we want people with this specific experience, life experience, value-based experience that can help us be successful. And so it's not exactly some of the language you've proposed in your letter, but it is embedded in the selection process and criteria. And that reflects testimony that the BRC heard, that we need to continue to have that focus, particularly at the Bureau of Environmental Services.
And I appreciate that. And actually, I referenced those in my written testimony. I just didn't have time in 3 minutes. But I appreciate the fact that BRC did follow through, as did you, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much. Well, I guess, you know, I find these to be welcome amendments, and I'm just wondering whether the sponsor would have any objection to adding the HALC amendments to this language.
That's up to you. That'd be great if you wanted to do
more
that.
Time to mention, I think it's good to mention watershed health throughout the ordinance, and I think you've done a very good job here of artfully inserting them in appropriate places.
Because Commissioner Fritz has raised a question of public process and also a related issue, it is highly unlikely that we'll actually take the final vote next week. It may very well come back in 2 weeks. What I would suggest, Dan, is rather than do it on the fly, because every single word of this ordinance and the regs has been crafted collaboratively with all the stakeholders, if there's a specific amendment you want to offer, I would think we can craft it and bring it back to council. I'd be loath to do it on the fly.
Okay. I was going to...
If you would, as a sponsor, if you would take the language suggested by Mr. Houck and perhaps incorporated in a revised version.
I'd be happy to work on that as well.
I would really appreciate that, frankly, because I think we need to be more explicit in, and this is a very important document.
And I had shared that concern. I was looking at the word stormwater and thinking, well, that does encompass a number of other things, but I agree with you that it would be better to state up front that it is the Bureau of Environmental Services, and that includes a lot more than just stormwater.
So just to be clear, I commit as the as the author and sponsor to work with Dan and Amanda to come up with language, and we'll bring that back next week.
Great.
That sounds good. We did capture that, as you just pointed out, in the appointments piece more broadly than we did elsewhere.
My reason for submitting those potential amendments was in the other language that related to the mission of the Bureau. That continues to be a very significant issue in terms of how we communicate to the public and others what the Bureau's BES's mission actually is.
And just to be clear, I thought a number of your suggestions and your testimony that I read this morning were very thoughtful. Having spent a lot of time drafting this and making sure that it all is fully integrated and not get in trouble with the city attorney's office, I just want to have the opportunity to do it the right way.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thanks
for raising those issues.
Thank you
all. Thanks very much. Okay.
We
have Carol Cushman.
I just would like to ask you a question.
No, not now. No, we don't do that. Thank you for coming. Not now. Thank you.
Winston, that's all, folks, for president.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I'll get myself around here.
Good morning. I am Carol Cushman, and I'm representing the League of Women Voters of Portland this morning. The League supports creation of the proposed Public Utilities Board. As an organization that values transparency and public involvement, we believe the elimination of PERB in the two budget advisory committees will streamline budget oversight and provide the public with a single entry point through which it can learn about and become involved in the work of the complex bureaus that manage our water and environmental services. The League was an active participant in the campaign to defeat Measure 26-156, attended a number of the Blue Ribbon Commission meetings, and commented on the Commission's draft reports. In our view, implementation of its key recommendations will strengthen the oversight process and improve public trust. Broadening the scope of the PUB to include the full range of the Bureau's activities, capital improvement projects, policies, finances, and budgets will ensure that the Board's recommendations are based on a full understanding of Bureau functions and costs of implementation. Furthermore, having dedicated staff from the Budget Office with expertise in utilities will make the PUB more effective than the current advisory bodies by ensuring that its recommendations are supported by reliable information. We fully support the proposed practices that provide meaningful opportunities for the PUB to participate in and influence the city's budget process. The League recommended convening the Blue Ribbon Commission in several years to evaluate implementation. We're pleased to see that the resolution calls for an independent review or audit in a few years to assess the board's effectiveness. Furthermore, CUB's continued involvement will provide an independent voice and play a critical role in ensuring effective implementation of this new approach to oversight. Finally, a little add to what I had there. Thank you for the previous conversation we just listened to, where you are considering an additional amendment to this proposal, because we are concerned that there's no mention in the resolution of the importance of protecting and enhancing our environment or promoting innovation, risk-taking, and piloting new approaches by the city's utility bureaus. Over the years, Portland has been a leader in this regard, and the city should continue to build on its past successes. The League appreciates the Blue Ribbon Commission's work on this challenging issue and its willingness and openness in accepting the public's suggestions during their process. We're pleased to offer our support, along with our recommendation that the innovation and environmental protections must continue to be a priority. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Okay. So this. Yes.
Can I can I just walk through what I understand will be the next steps?
Yeah. Let's talk about next steps, and it comes back at some point.
So, Mayor, it's my understanding that the council, as a body, embraces this pub concept. So, we will begin the process of recruiting members. That will start this week. There are a number of possible amendments which have been flagged today. I will work with my colleagues to see if we can bring those amendments back next week. If they are consensus amendments, then I will ask that they be adopted, take testimony, and then perhaps place an emergency clause so that we can move this thing forward. Or if it's the sense of the council, we'll hear any new amendments next week and just have the vote the following week, which is regular order. Either way, I'll work with Dan and Amanda on the issues which have been flagged, and we will bring back further amendments next week and either have final vote or a second reading the following week. Because it's going to get a little broken up here, I want to, at least today, thank a few people. Mayor, I want to thank you for your full support throughout this process, and in particular Jackie Dingfelder, who has done great work on your staff. I want to thank the entire membership of the Blue Ribbon Commission for their extraordinary service. I want to thank Ben Walters and the City Attorney's Office. Drafting these things is more complicated, I think, than people realize, and they've given us great guidance throughout. I want to thank Jim Blackwood on my staff, who's been working on this for a very long time, the Citizens Utility Board, and all the community stakeholders that have weighed in throughout the process of drafting this ordinance and the rules. And I think by next week it'll even be stronger, and we'll come back with some amendments and either take a vote next week or the following week. But we will begin the process of soliciting names for membership, and so if people listening today are interested, they'll be able to get information from my website, and we'd be delighted to entertain your candidacy. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your good work on this. There are no other council comments, and we'll continue this item. I think that would be the right. Continue it or just set it for second reading next week?
We're scheduled for second reading. Let's keep it. And we can always
we can amend it then week. If we need to. Okay, yeah. So we'll schedule it for second reading next week and amend if we so choose.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.